This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities are beginning wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Mr. Biden said he will address coronavirus-related matters later Thursday. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. The governor of the Northeast U.S. state of New York announced Wednesday all state employees must be vaccinated by Labor Day, that's September 6th. It's the second state after the western state of California to impose such a rule for government workers. With the Olympics well underway, Tokyo has reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Government officials have said that new cases were soaring not only in the Tokyo area, but across the country. The number of positive cases has doubled in a week, setting an all-time high since the pandemic began early last year. Whilst Japan has continuously kept its cases low, recently its weekly average has shot to 88 per 100,000 in Tokyo. This compares to 18.5 in the United States and 48 in Britain. Japan's top medical advisor says the biggest risk is a lack of a sense of crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
France said Thursday it failed to understand why it was exempt from a new rule allowing fully vaccinated European Union citizens to enter England without having to quarantine. Starting next week, travelers fully vaccinated with a shot approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or the European Medicines Agency will be able to travel from any country on the British government's amber list without having to self-isolate, except people from France.